Hello students, once again I welcome you for today's e-learning class of science chapter 9, the living organisms and their surroundings, the last module, module number 3. Children, till now you have learnt about habitat, various types of habitats, adaptations, and you also learnt how plants and animals adapted to different habitats. Children, have you ever seen the objects or things around you carefully? Yes. If so, do you observe any major difference between all the varieties of objects or things around you? Yes, you can see variety of plants and animals along with abiotic components such as soil, air, water, etc. So, in a surrounding, we find both biotic, that is living components, and abiotic, that is non-living components. But children, can you tell me, how do you know that a particular thing is a living thing and the other is a non-living thing? Children, there are certain characteristics that differentiate living things from non-living things. Today we are going to study about some of these characteristics that differentiate the living things from the non-livings. The first one, all living things need food. Why do we eat food? We eat food to get energy. Yes, every living organism needs food to get energy for growth and maintenance of the body. Different organisms obtain food in different ways. Plants. Plants make their own food through the process of photosynthesis using carbon dioxide and water in the presence of sunlight. Whereas animals depend on plants and other animals for their food. The next characteristic is, all living things show growth. Children, you can see a newborn baby grows into a child like you, or a small sapling grows into a big tree. So, growth is one of the characteristics of living things. The next is, all living things respire. What is respiration? The process of taking oxygen and using oxygen to release energy from the food and giving out carbon dioxide is called respiration. Breathing is a part of respiration. Different living things use different mechanisms for exchange of gases during breathing. For example, earthworms. Earthworms breathe through their moist skin. Fish breathes through gills. Gills absorb oxygen from the air dissolved in water. Animals like cows, buffaloes, dogs, human beings, etc., breathe through lungs. Animals like frog breathe through moist skin as well as lungs. Plants also respire. Tiny pores present in the leaves called stomata helps in exchange of gases during respiration. They take oxygen and give out carbon dioxide. But carbon dioxide released during respiration is used again for photosynthesis during the day. That is why plants do not give out carbon dioxide during the daytime. Children, can you tell me what happens if you suddenly move from dark place into bright sunlight? Yes, your eyes shut themselves automatically for a moment till they adjust to the changed bright surroundings. And also think another situation, when you think of or see your favorite food, your mouth start watering. When you touch any hot object unknowingly, you withdraw your hand immediately without looking at it. So, bright light, favorite food, hot object, etc. are the examples of changes in the surrounding that make us to respond. The changes in our surroundings that make us to respond are called stimuli. Children, just tell me, do animals respond to stimuli? Yes, animals also respond to stimuli. For example, a pet like dog wags its tail and moves around you when it sees food in your hand. Wild animals run away when bright light is flashed towards them. Children, have you ever observed cockroaches running here and there in the kitchen to hide when you go into the kitchen and switch on the light at night? Yes, These are some of the responses in animals to external stimuli. So we have seen human beings and animals respond to stimuli. Now children, tell me, do plants also respond to stimuli? Yes, of course, plants also respond to stimuli, but their response is in the form of closing and blooming of flowers. For example, flowers of night queen bloom at night. Poppy flowers close after sunset. You might have seen the sunflower rotates as the direction of sun changes. Leaves of some plants like mimosa, also called touch me not plant, close or fold them when someone touches them. Children, you might have observed that stem of a plant always grow upright. Why is it so? The upright growth of plant stem is also a type of response to the stimulus like sunlight. Here is an activity to show that plants respond to sunlight. Place a potted plant in a room a little away from a window through which sunlight enters sometime during the day. Continue watering the plant for a few days. Note the direction in which the plant bends as it grows. Children, you might be surprised to see that plant is not growing upright, but it bends towards the window through which the sunlight enters the room. The bending of plant towards the direction of light is the response of plant to a stimulus like sunlight. So, from this activity, you might have understood that plants also respond to the stimuli. The next characteristic of living things is excretion. What is excretion? Excretion is the process of getting rid of the waste by the living organisms. Different types of waste are formed in the body of a living organism as a result of various processes. For example, carbon dioxide and water are the waste products formed during respiration. Sweat is also a waste product that is removed from skin. Animals like cows, dogs, rats, human beings, etc. excrete the waste in the form of urine. Now, you might be thinking, do plants also excrete? Yes, plants also excrete the waste form. For example, oxygen is the byproduct formed during photosynthesis. Carbon dioxide is the byproduct formed during respiration. So, plants remove these gases through stomata. Some plants store waste as their secretions, such as nectar, latex, etc. Children, do you know why do plants shed off their leaves? Shedding of leaves is also a way to get rid of the waste stored in the leaves. Now another important characteristic of living organisms is reproduction. Children, you might have observed that birds like hen, pigeon, crows, etc. lay eggs. These eggs hatch and young birds come out of these. You can also see a cat, a dog, a cow, etc. also produce their young ones. This process of producing young ones by parents is called reproduction. The organisms reproduce their own kind in order to continue their species on the earth. There are two modes of reproduction, asexual reproduction and sexual reproduction. About these modes of reproduction, you are going to study in higher classes. The mode of reproduction is different in different animals. Some animals reproduce their young ones through eggs. Such animals are called oviparous. For example, snakes, lizards, birds, etc. reproduce by laying eggs. And some animals reproduce by giving birth to their young ones. These animals are called viviparous. Cat, rat, dog, cow, human beings, etc. reproduce by giving birth to their young ones. Now, what about plants? How do plants reproduce? Plants also reproduce their own kind. Many plants reproduce through seeds. For example, cereals, grams, mango, neem, peepal, etc. reproduce through seeds. Some plants reproduce through parts other than seeds. For example, potato. If you plant a part of a potato with a bud or eye, in the soil, it grows into a new plant. Some plants reproduce through their roots, example, dahlia, sweet potato, curry leaves, etc. Some plants reproduce through leaves, example, bryophyllum, and some like rose through cutting. Now let us move to another characteristic of living organism, that is movement. Children, in chapter body movements, you have studied about various ways in which animals move. Why do animals move? Animals move from place to place in search of food, shelter, and also to escape from their enemies. Do plants also move? Have you seen a plant moving from place to place? No, plants do not move, but they show the movement in the form of responses to the stimuli. For example, closing and opening of flowers, movement of stem towards light, etc. So here we come to the end of the characteristic mentioned for you in this chapter. Let us summarize the various characteristics of living things that you learned so far. Living things need food. Living things show growth. Living things respire. Living things respond to stimuli. Living things excrete. Living things respond to stimuli. Living things excrete the waste. Living things reproduce their own kind. Living things show movement. Children, there are some non-living things such as car, bus, train, clouds, etc. move from place to place. Can you call them as living things? No. Why? Because their movement is not in the response to the external stimuli. Non-living things never move from place to place on their own effort. Though some non-living things show some of the characteristics of living things such as movement and growth, they may not show all the characteristics at the same time. Similarly, in certain cases such as seeds, though they have a baby plant inside, they do not show all the characteristics of living things except respiration. Yes, seeds respire, so seeds are living. Seeds are just in a dormant state. They require very little of resources necessary to stay alive until they are in the suitable conditions to grow. So, it is not easy to say what then life is. Just think, life is beautiful, so enjoy it. Stay home, stay safe. Thank you.